can't even.
Yeah. And my granddaughter got married. One of my granddaughters. Wow.
Granddaughter getting married. That's
a big deal.
It's hard for me to imagine. I never experienced such a thing.
God's Hill.
Yeah.
God's Hill.
Say something. Mr. Kupferman observes Yahrzeit tonight for his parents and for his brother. So we dedicate the shir in their memory. Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Menachem Shloimeh Zechan Levracha, and his mother was Bina Bas Reb Shloimeh, and his brother was Menachem Mendel. They were all were killed by the Nazis. They were killed by the Nazis. I thought maybe we'll go through some of the Hilchos Yom Kippurim as they appear in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tov Reish Daled, the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, it says, they quote a Gemara, there's a drasha from the Pasuk that there's a mitzvah in Atarit to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. It means something more than Cheerios for breakfast. Whatever you eat every day means you should eat a little more. It doesn't mean you should fast the whole day, but it's a special, we treat the day as if it were a Yontif, and there's a special mitzvah Sachila. The Ramah records two minhagim, which are common minhagim, whether on Erev Yom Kippur you say a lot of slichas or you say bedavka little slichas. For most of the minhagim you say very little slichas, and by the yekas they say extra long, 2 hours of slichas. So the Vilna Gaon explains right over there, the end of Siman Tov Reish Daled, is the two minhagim are connected with this din that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He shows that there is a mefurish and machlokes and rishonim. This mitzvah sachila on Erev Yom Kippur, does it only apply in the daytime on Erev Yom Kippur? Does it even apply the night before? Because the minhag of, if there's a mitzvah to eat, then the Chumash is telling us that that day is treated like a yontif. So when is this new yontif? Is the yontif only in the daytime of Erev Yom Kippur, or the yontif even begins the night before? So if one should assume that the yontif is only in the daytime, the night before is not a yontif, so then there's nothing wrong with saying a lot of slichas the night before, it's not Yom Tov. And Hasvara Nosen is that the closer you come to Yom Kippur, so the more slichas you should say. So that's the explanation for that meaning, that there used to be marbe b'slichas, that they say 2 hours of slichas on Leil Erev Yom Kippur, because the slichas traditionally were said in the middle of the night. They used to usually finish the slichas by Alois HaShachar. Once in a while they would finish the slichas after Alois HaShachar. So it says that even though you don't say Tachnon on Erev Yom Kippur, but since the Slichas are usually finished, since usually the Tachnon at the end of the Slichas is said before Alois HaShachas, even if you missed it, so you still say the Tachnon. Nishgefel. But the minigobes used to be that you finish all the Slichas before Alois HaShachas, means in the middle of the night. So that's what the Bir Agro says. If you say that there's a mitzvah Sachila on Erev Yom Kippur that applies even the night before Erev Yom Kippur, so it means the whole 24-hour period is treated as a Yontif. It is a yontif, so it's not proper to say a lot of slichas. They just say a little slichas. You don't say too much. But if it's not, if the mitzvah achila is only by yom and not the night before, so then asvara nasan is that you say the longer slichas than usual. In the Torah, the Yisra Chamez begins at
Chatzos.
The Rabban begins an hour or two before.
Not at night.
The Netziv, in his commentary on the Shilta, suggests that this machloikas harishanim that the Vilna Gaon points out, whether the mitzvah sachila begins the night before Erev Yom Kippur, only by Yom, he suggests that this should depend on the nature of this mitzvah sachila. Where does it come from? What is it all about? So those rishanim who say that the mitzvah sachila is only by Yom, why should it only be by Yom? So he suggests it probably means that the mitzvah sachila is in order to prepare yourself for the tannis. So if you're going to eat
the night before,
24 hours before, so Mr. whatever you're going to eat then is already going to be all gone by the time it comes to the tannis. So it's not shach to say that that's a hachana for the tannis. But if you hold like those who shown him the minig in most places, is you say, you bridge the slichas, you say only 15 minutes, 20 minutes of slichas on Erev Yom Kippur, because we follow the opinion, like Rashi and Ksubis writes, that the yontif is all day long, and even the night before is also a mitzvah sachila. It means that the mitzvah sachila is an independent mitzvah sachila, has nothing to do with preparing for the tannis. A separate mitzvah to have achila on Erev Yom Kippur. So what's taka, a separate mitzvah sachila? Why should there be a separate mitzvah sachila? What is it all about? So that's what some rishonim, late rishonim, want to say. Because Shavuos was a Yom Kabbalah Satara. The Gemara says, how come Oidim Batzeres Gemara says in Shtochem Samaches, everybody agrees that on Shavuos you have to have the Kavod Dikasudas because of the Kavod Kabbalah Satorah. So Yom Kippur is also the Yom Kabbalah Satorah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luch HaShniyas. So Yom Kippur you have to fast though. So how can you celebrate the Kabbalah Satorah? That's what some Rishonim suggest, that the Achila on Erev Yom Kippur is the Kavod Kabbalah Satorah. And that's why by the Hasidim there's a minig, even by Dan Hasidim, that you have honey cake on Erev Yom Kippur. On Shavuos you have milchiks, and on Erev Yom Kippur you have honey cake, because the pasuk says dvash v'chol of tachas v'shayne, that the kabbalah, the limud haTorah is like dvash and it's like cholov. So once a year on l'kovet kabbalah haTorah we have the cholov, and once a year we have the dvash, we have the honey cake. So the Shulchan Aruch has these two in the same simen, the mitzvah sachila and Erev Yom Kippur, with the issue whether you have the long slichas or the short slichas. The Vilna Gaon says that the two are connected, that there is a relationship between the two. The Siman Tov Reish Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah that there's a special inyan for the Gemara, a whole discussion, a special inyan that on Erev Yom Kippur, if somebody babbled somebody else, so you have to go be mefayis the other person. You have to ask mechila, and if you don't ask mechila, Yom Kippur will not be mechaper on their veils. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, that's a Mishnah in Bava Kama, says like that. It says if you mazik somebody, if you damage someone's property, if you chevel b'chaver, if you injure someone bodily, so you have to pay. You have to pay whatever it is. And then it says, and even if you pay all the money that you owe, every last cent, you don't get a kapara until you apologize. And the other one, you have to apologize properly, and the other person has to accept your apology. So state the Shanim Bava Kama like that. That's a din from all year long. Why is it mentioned over here, Erev Yom Kippur, as if it's something special, the covered Yom Kippur? Rav Soloveitchik on different occasions suggested different ideas over here. So he suggested, one suggestion he gave was, he said the Balei Musa say, on the Taichin and Mishnah in Yuma, it says, Averish bin Adam lachaver, ein Yom Kippurim lachaper, ashi irates chaver, and Mishnah Yom Kippur is not even lachaper, and Averish bin Adam lachaper. That the person did averis, he ba'avled other people, he said loshnara against them, he hurt the mafsid them, and he also, he was mechal Shabbos once in a while, he ate tarfis once in a while, did other averis bein olam lamachon. So he wasn't mefayis the other people, but he did shuva klap yishmai, he did shuva to the Rabbanu Shalom, and he taka never repeats the averis bein olam lamachon that he violated. So one might have thought that Yom Kippur is mechapra on the averis bein olam lamachon, just not mechapra on the averis bein olam lamachon because he didn't ask mechila. So that's what the Balei Musa said, no. Haver shebin adam lachaver, ein Yom Kippur mechaper anything. Yom Kippur is not even mechaper even on the Haver shebin adam lamokim, ad sheiratzes chaver. So that's why the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch make a big tzimis, and there all year long stock also a din. If you're not meratzah, if you're not mefais, you're not meratzah the other person, you don't get a kapara for the Haver, for having ba'avled him. But it doesn't affect the tshuva on the other Haveres, but the tshuva of Yom Kippur, If he doesn't get a mechilas avinus on this, it won't even be mechapa on that. Why? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said over from the Balei Musa. It wasn't his. He says it's stated in other svarim that the Mishnah in the end of Yuma mentions the fact as a pasuk mikve Yisrael Hashem, ma mikve mitaris atmei ma hakadosh baruch hu mitaris Yisrael. So he said if the kapara of Yom Kippur is supposed to be like a mikve, let's say a person is tummy, so the whole body is tummy, so if he'll just stick in one leg, you don't say that leg is Toho and the rest of the body is Toho. And even if he sticks in one leg, then the other leg, then one hand, then the other hand, then the head, then the body, you can't go lahatzon. You have to be submerged under the water all of the vasachas. Mam shekol gufoy elohem vasachas. So perhaps that's what the Balei Musa said. Perhaps that's why the Mishnah gives this moshul mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that the mechilos avonis, the kapara and Yom Kippur is supposed to be like a mikveh. Either you have a total kapara or you get no kapara whatsoever. So Kozman, then he's not Meratzes Chaver, is not Mefaises Chaver, so he's not going to get a Mechilus Ovoim on the Averish Ben Olam Chaver, so even on the Averish Ben Olam Mokam, he also won't get a Mechilus Ovoim. Then Rav Soloveitchik had another suggestion why it's mentioned specifically here in the Mishnais, in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be Mefaises Chaver and Erev Yom Kippur. He gave a suggestion that it says Taka in Shulchan Aruch that it's called Yom HaKippurim in the plural. In America we call it Yom Kippur, but in the Chumash it's called Yom HaKippurim in the plural. What is the plural? So the Ramah quotes from one of the earlier Achronim, it's a double Kapara, Kippurim in the plural, Kapara Lachaim, Kapara LaMeisim. What do you mean Kapara Lachaim, Kapara LaMeisim? What do the Meisim need a Kapara? What did they do? Someone died already 10 years ago. Someone died 300 years ago. What does he need a kapara? Sometimes a person does an avera, which keeps on having an effect. He trained his children how to be mechalei Shabbos, and they trained their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, and the avera keeps on being perpetuated. So the avera that person did keeps on, like you have compounded interest in the bank, they can have compounded averas. They keep on adding on more and more averas after the person dies. So Nebuch the Mason also sometimes need a kapara for things that didn't happen during their lifetime. They did something in their lifetime that perpetuated itself and kept on going on. So the Achreinim are bothered with the Kash and the Marsham asks in his Chibra Chosh and Mishpot, they have a klal in the Gemara, ain't kapara la Mason. You can't bring a Korban Chattas or a Korban Oshim, Chattas Shemesa by lay, you don't makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not only, ain't kapara la Mason, it's not only a din on a Korban, on a Chattas and an Oshim. Tesis in Bava Kama says it applies to kofar. When a shor amud kills an odom, so the balo shor has to inkofar yusha solo, he has to pay the dmei ha-neherag for the purpose of kapara. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that kufar kapara. The Gemara had a shot about the paying kofar is mamoina, or is it kapara? There are three types of payment of money. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's a third category that's called kapara. So Tesis wants to know what's the difference in... The difference between mamon and knas, moedah b'knas is potter, moedah b'mamon is hodas baldin kemei erin dam yechayim. But what is kapara? What is kapara? A separate category. It's not mammon. It's not knas. Third category. What's the difference? It tastes lechem dois six nafkaminis, 5, 6, 7 nafkaminis. All the rishonim paid more nafkaminis. So Taisa says one of the nafkaminis is what if the Baal HaShor died? So usually, if I owe money to somebody else and I die and I leave karka, they can collect from the estate. Metalpali they ask me, you don't collect, but from the karka of the yisaimim you do collect. Here Taisa says no. If my shor amud killed an odom and I have to pay kofar and I die before it's collected, they have the yorshim of the man who was killed by my shor amud cannot come and collect from the estate. And kapara la mason, because since kufra kapara, payment of the kofar, supposed to be for the purpose of accomplishing acquiring a kapara, there's not going to be any kapara la mason. So Tesis assumes and kapara la mason is not only a klal b'negiyah techatas and oshma, it goes across the board. All forms of kapara just don't work on a mason. So how can you have over here kapara la yom kippurim is kapara la chayim, kapara la mason? That's what the Maharsham asks. So he says, but we see in the Gemara that it is so, because the Gemara says on the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, it says when you bring an egla rufa, so you say kapara yamcha yisrael asher padisa Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, forgive the averes of the klal Yisrael Hashem, padisa Hashem, of those Jews whom you appointed from Eretz Mitzrayim. The Eretz Mitzrayim died a few thousand years ago they died. So what do you mean kapara yamcha yisrael asher padisa Hashem? The Gemara's lashon is ruya kapara zu, this kapara of the egla rufa is roi shetechapra of Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the lashon of Gemara, because it says kapara yamcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem, asher padisa, those Jews who left the Yitzias Mitzrayim. How can you have a kapara l'meisim? So that's in the Masham has more kashas. So he says the answer is it depends whether it's a kaparas ha-yachid or a kaparas ha-tzibur. A korban chatos, the Torah was kaveh, a korban chatos is for that person who did the avera. You can't have for a whole group of people one chatos. Every person who's mechal shabbos, every person who ate chayil v'dam has to bring his own chatos. If it's a kaparas ha-yachid, then the klal is there's no kapara l'meisim. Paying kofar is a kapara for the Baal HaShor. So kapara sayochid is no kapara l'meisim. But if you have egla rufa is a kapara for the whole klal Yisrael, or Yom HaKippurim is a kapara for the whole klal Yisrael, so kapara for the whole tzibur, for a whole group of people. So agav, since it's mechapra on the living people, so it's also mechapra on the dead people as well. Everybody's included in the klal Yisrael. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said on Yom Kippur. There's a special inyan that everybody has to, it says in the Piyutim that we say at the conclusion of the Seder HaVodah, so we say Yom Kippur was such a wonderful day, it was a Yom Avo V'Chibo V'Reyes, it was a day of great friendship. That's why the Mishnah says the girls used to dance and used to read Shidduchim. Why is it Yom Kippur there? Why is it so significant to have friendship? That's what the Rav suggested, that you want it to be a Kaparas HaTzibur, so everybody has to get together. The living people can't join together with the dead people, they're not here. But all the living people have to get together in friendship, and you have to join in theory and machshava with the dead people. All the whole klal Yisrael has to be united together in order to acquire this kaparas hatzibur. So he suggested maybe that's why there's a special inyan that on erev Yom Kippur all year long that's the din. A person who pays the nezik tzari for shavus and boshes person that pays the money that he owes the other one for causing a hezek or causing a chavola is not miskapalo, any miskapalo ashirata is chaver until he begs forgiveness. So that's all year long. But Anerav Yom Kippur is a special union in order that the Klal Yisrael should be in Achdus together, Abba v'chiba v'reyus, that they should be able to acquire this kaboras hatzibur. The tzibur has to feel joined together. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch mentions that. Yeah, the Ramah says the reason why you mention Yisker on Yom Kippur is because it's a kapara for the mason, so we give Zdokin in their memory. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch puts these two together. Correct. Then in the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Tov Reish Vav, it mentions the practice to go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh quotes this from Rabbeinu Sadigon in the very end of Maseches Yuma. The last Rosh quotes it, and the Rosh presents it as if the Rabbeinu Sadigon was saying that Chai Vadam Letai Ratzmo Baregel. The Gemara has in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, around after Zayin or so, something like that. Chai Vadam Letai Ratzmo Baregel. So Poshe B'Shan, the Gemara goes on Shavuos Regolim. Goes on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos when you have an obligation to enter the Azara, Oyla Regel, to walk into the Azara and to bring Karbonis and to eat the flesh from the Karbonis. So if you're going to be Tameh, you won't be able to enter the Azor, you won't be able to eat the flesh from the Karbonis. You have to be Torah. That's where the Shagasai points out the Rambam. Rambam is Beferish. Chai Banon Tarat Smebregel only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYukayon, and only on Sholosh Regolim when you have to actually enter the Azor. So the Rosh quotes this Rabbeinu Sadigon that you have to be Tevel in the Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, and he wonders, how can it be? Chai Banon Tarat Smebregel, what has it got to do? Bizman HaZeh, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't agree. So the way he understood the Rabbeinu Sadigon, it's Chai Barom Taratz Mubregel is not restricted only to Sholosh Regolim. It doesn't have any Shaychus, thank you. It doesn't have anything to do with Aliyah LeRegel. It even applies to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. Not only to Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well. What is it all about? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gil Yoni HaShas on Chagigah points out, on the second parak in Chagigah, he quotes from Kabbalah Svarim that... apparently like this, the Gemara never said Chai Vodam Tai Ratzma B'Shabbos, that you have to go to Mikveh every year of Shabbos. The Gemara says Barego. Why? So he quotes from Mekubalim that the Kedushas HaShabbos is so powerful, a person can experience Shabbos, he can be affected with the Kedushas HaShabbos, even Tamid Dekei, even without going to the Mikveh. But the Kedusha Yom Tov is not as powerful as the Kedusha of Shabbos. In order to absorb the full degree of the Kedusha Sayantiv, that's why the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Chai Baram Taratzma Beregel, nothing to do with entering the Azorah Shalosh Regolim. Lav Davka Regolim, even Bizman Hazeh, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, even Av Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Adin Deraisa, Chai Baram Taratzma Beregel. That's the way the Rosh understood the Rabbeinu Sadigon, and he didn't like it. The Rosh doesn't like it. Others understand, according to this understanding of Sadigon, it's Adin Deraisa, you have to go to a Kosher Mikveh. On every Erev Yom Tov, you have to go to a Kosher Mikveh. Others point out that if you look in the Rabbeinu Sadigoyen wrote a poem to be recited on Shavuos, I think, a piyut that had lists off all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So it sounds from the poem as if he says only Erev Yom Kippur, not Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah. Only Erev Yom Kippur, nothing to do with Chai Varam Taratzma Baregel. What is it based on? So they say it's based on the pasuk Lefnei Hashem Titoru, that he understood that before you enter into the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, you have to have tutorial, you have to be tevel in a mikveh. It's a special din deraisa. Their understanding is that it's only Erev Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and it doesn't apply to Pesach Shavuos. Pesach Shavuos is different. It's Man Shabbos Mikdash HaYikayim, Chai Varam Tarat Smaberg. A third version of the Rabbeinu Sadigoyen, because he doesn't explain clearly what it's based on. Third version is that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Aseres Yimei Tshuva we try to be machmer on all kinds of things. We don't eat pasakum. Yeah, some people are machmer cholav isor. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, right? People are machmer on different things. So there is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that Ezra made a takana that a balkeri is not permitted to daven and he's not permitted to learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. This takana says it lasted for a few centuries. Until after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, one of the later Tanoim, the Gemara quotes in Brachas, one of the later Tanoim repealed the Takana. So the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Halakot Devori Koesh Niyum Hashem. Divrei Torah is like fire. Ma ei sheni mekabel tume, abdi beterinat mekabel tume. Says hanish gefelach if a balkeri will learn Torah, the Torah will not be mekabel tume. So based on that pasuk, they repealed the takana Ezra. So the Gemara only quotes a pasuk, and the Gemara only says they repealed the takana Ezra with respect to learning Torah. What about davening? He never quoted a pasuk to explain the, how do you know that you repealed the takana. So there's a machlek, is the Ravid and everybody else. So the Ravid says they never repealed it.
But Ezra never made that point for davening. He made a point for davening too?
Yeah, the
davening
Gemara says he made both, davening and learning. Yeah. And the Gemara says in the later, centuries later, they repealed the takana for learning, and they leave you hanging, and never says, what about davening? So the Rambam and all the Rishonim say, Hu adinami davening. He did away, they did away with the whole takana, and it's only a midas chasidis today. The chasidim go to mikvah, and the misnagdim don't go. The Rambam says mikra adin, you don't have to go to mikvah, not for davening, not for learning, but he says he always went to mikvah before davening, never was mavatul one day. That's what he writes in the Yad HaZoch, not in the letter. He writes in the Yad HaZoch like that. He always was machmet to go to mikvah before davening. And the Ravid doesn't have anything to say on the Hasogas on the Rambam, but the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid that he disagrees with all these Rishonim. He says, not true. The Gemara only repealed in the later generation, they only repealed the Takana Sezer with respect to learning Torah. They never repealed it with respect to davening. So if a person, if a person wants to learn Torah, so he doesn't have to go to mikveh, but he's not interested in learning Torah, just wants to daven, so according to the Ravid, he has to go to mikveh in order to daven. So what the Hasidim do, according to the Ravid, is Mikir Adin. They're mechuyif to go to mikveh before they daven. Everyone is mechuyif to go to mikveh before they daven. So the Misnagdim don't hold like the Ravid. We're mekel all year long. But hold like the Rambam. But in Haseris he made tshuva, we try to be machmer for everything. So some of the Rishonim say, Haseris made tshuva, we should be choshish for the Shitas HaRavid, that a Balkari is not allowed to daven. So that's why a Balkari should go to mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Haseris made tshuva, and Erev Yom Kippur, to make sure that he's machmer not to daven in the state of Keri. If that's the reason for the mikveh, then you can use a chassidish in mikveh. It doesn't have to be a kosher mikveh. The Gemara says that mine should be. No. The Gemara says that for the Takana Ezra, that about Keri is not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn. You don't need a real kosher mikveh. The Gemara says Maim Shuvim is also good. You have lots of coolers. The whole discussion, maybe Chatzitza doesn't bother us either. So that's the Shaila. On Erev Yom Kippur, when people go to mikveh, does it have to be a real kosher mikveh? So if it's a real din d'oraisa, because Chai Barom Taratzma Barego, or Lufnei Hashem Tator, you have to have a kosher mikveh. You should be mahadah to go to the kosher mikveh. But if it's only that Yechosh is for the Ravid's opinion, so you go to Menos mikveh. Swimming pool? Okay. Go. Swimming pool is also good. Same thing? Okay, same thing. And then the Ramah quotes a fourth opinion, then the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch quotes a fourth opinion that is none of the above. But it's rather the minig is to be toivel Hashem tshuva. What do you mean to be toivel Hashem tshuva? What is that all about? So the Pashtus is like a ger. The din is that a ger who comes to be misguided, whether man or woman, has to be toivel in a mikveh. And the Chumash says not only when a person is a Nochri and he becomes a Yisrael, let's say when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Shevet Levi. So the Chumash says, beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, that all the Levim had to be Tovel in the Mikvah because they were going to receive now Kedushas Leviyah. When there was Bechiras Kohanim, Aaron and Abonav were chosen, so they had to go to Mikvah because they were then endowed with Kedushas Kunah. Let's say there is a person who is already a Kohen, for many years he's already a Kohen. And then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he puts on the big Vikunah, and he wants to do Avodah. So the Gemara learns that from Pesukim and Parshas Tetzaveh, that Bizman Shebigdeim Aleim Kunasim Aleim. When they wear the Big Dikuna, then they're endowed with a deeper Kedushas Kunah Shebamigdash that enables them to be Makar Korbanos. So the Mishnah says in Yuma, when a coin puts on Big Dikuna, he has to go to the mikveh because he's going to, just like Geiris, he's Nesala with a deeper, with a higher level of Kedusha. He gets more Kedushas Yisrael. So there is a cloud that if a Yisrael Achol Pishachot Yisrael, a Jew, even if he worships Avodah Zarah, he retains the Kedushas Yisrael. But in a certain sense, we do have dinim that Yisrael Mumer is dina kakun. He does lose part of his Kedushas Yisrael. So when let's say a person talks Lashnar, a person cheats in business, whatever he does, insulted somebody, hurt someone's feelings, so whatever a person does any Avera, Binadam Lamokam, Binadam Lahavero, he chips away partially at the Kedushas Yisrael that he has. He's going to have the core, the basic Kedushas Yisrael is going to retain. Yisrael Afal Pishachoto Yisraelu. But a Mumer Dina Kaka means that part of the Kedushas Yisrael goes away. So whenever a person did an Avera, did an Avla, Binadam Lahavero, and wants to be Chayzeh B'Tshuva, So Baal Tshuva is trying to regain that Kedushas Yisrael. Means he's trying to elevate his level of Kedushas Yisrael. So whenever a person elevates his Kedushas Yisrael, that's the whole idea of Tefillah and Mikvah for the Ger and for the Kohanim and for the Kohen who puts on the big Bikuna. So that's the fourth pshat that they give. These are the four explanations that are given, some by Rishayim and some by Achayim, what this practice is all about. The Rav Sadia Gaon says you say a bracha. The Rosh quotes the Rav Sadia Gaon on Erev Yom Kippur, you say a bracha, Shekadoshonu b'mitzvosu v'tzivonu ala tefillah. If you're choshish for the Shittas Araivid, then you're choshish, then you wouldn't say a bracha. Or if it's because of tshuva, you wouldn't say a bracha. If it's the first or the second shot, then you would say a bracha. If you say l'fnei Hashem t'tora adin d'raisa, chai varam taratzma baregel, if you say the first two pshat, and then you understand how you say a bracha. But if it's the third or the fourth pshat, then there is no room to say a bracha at all. Yeah, kiddush daim raglaim, whenever you put on big dikuna, whenever you take off big dikuna. And then you need tvila whenever you put on big dikuna. It says the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does the avod in 5 units. So he has to be table 5 times. And then he does kiddush daim raglaim 10 times. Every time he puts on, it takes off. So he puts on and takes off the first set of gadim, the second set, the third set.
Because the Kohen Hadid, when he changes
the Begodim, doesn't keep on changing. He wears the big Begodim. Kohen Gadol Adin requires he has to do Avodah in 5 units. He keeps on putting on and taking off the big Dekuna. So that's why he has to go to the mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur.
Why don't we go to the mikveh Yom Kippur to do that? There is precedent that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh and it's not considered. Why don't we go to the mikveh on the Shabbat itself?
Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. If we have time, I'd like to go through that too.
Is there anything you can do in the afternoon after Parshas instead of in the morning?
I don't know. In Hilchos Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadim that you should do it later in the day. By Erev Yom Kippur, he says some do after the Suda Mavsek, or some do before they daven Mincha. So when they say Dibrei Mincha, they should already have gone to the Mikveh. And he says others. He sounds as if he's telling you Erev Yom Kippur to do it even later than Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, but there must be a discussion in Svarim, but I never looked into it so carefully. I don't know, the Misnagda not so medaklik on the Tefillah and Erev Yom Kippur either.
You go anytime.
Yeah.
That's what they try only if somebody is about faded.
No.
For instance,
no.
You went to Mikveh 2 days before.
Yeah.
Then the whole reason for going to Mikveh is
It depends which reason. Okay. If you say because of the Ravid,
yeah.
So then it's only if he's a Balkari. It's not a Balkari, there's no problem. But if it's the first or the second or the fourth shot, then it would apply even if it's not a Balkari.
Moshe didn't go to Moshe time, he didn't go after 1:30, so he used to go after like 12 o'clock, 12:30, he didn't wait for
Chatzos. Oh, yeah? Maybe an hour before Chatzos? Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadim. It's an hour before Chatzos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim on Erev Rosh Hashanah that you should be table either after Chatzos or an hour, the last hour before Chatzos. And he doesn't give an explanation. He doesn't give. So Rav Moshe Sternbruch has very entertaining smart. Rav Moshe Sternbruch. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, an Englishman. Big Tanachah. He wrote many, many fascinating, entertaining svarim. So he, one of his svarim, he quotes a Mekubal. He tells you who, I never heard of the person. He quotes a Mekubal who explained to him that the reason why the Chayyadim said you shouldn't go to Mikveh and Erev Hashanah before an hour before Chatzos is that you have to go to Mikveh at the time that it's already Rosh Hashanah somewhere in the world. So he has a whole lesson about the international dateline. So the Chazon Ish says that the dateline cuts through Korea. So that's and the Chayyadim lived in Poland in Vilna. So that was 7 hours. It was already 7 hours earlier. 7 hours ahead. 7 hours ahead.
In Poland.
So if you'll be table in the mikveh an hour before Chatzos in Poland, it's already Rosh Hashanah somewhere in the world. It's already Rosh Hashanah in Korea. So it's okay. So Rav Moshe Sternbruch says, according to that,
you go Rosh Hashanah here.
Yeah. So over here in New York, it's 7 hours
after.
13 hours.
So we can go to mikveh
Leil
there of Rosh Hashanah in California. They can go to mikveh way before. As you keep on going west, as you keep on going west, you can be tevel an hour earlier every time because it's already Rosh Hashanah somewhere. He says that that's what he heard from a mikubal, that that's the reason for the chayyot.
Rosh Hashanah itself, we don't go to the mikvah.
Yeah, some people do go. No, Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you should go to mikvah. Rosh Hashanah also.
Not Rosh Hashanah. I mean, on Rosh Hashanah itself, we don't go.
Yeah.
So according to this, would be a more better to go on Rosh Hashanah itself.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have to go when it's someplace else. I can go when it's
the pashup shot and the chayyot is that that's not the reason. It means it should be close to the yontif, close to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Then in Tafresh Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, the very last daf in Maseches Yuma, that when you daven Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to recite the Vidui at the end of Mincha, and you're supposed to daven Mincha before the Suda Mafsekes. It's different from every other Shabbos and Yontif. If you come to Shul and you daven Mincha, then you mekabel Yontif. No, on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to daven Mincha before, say Vidui, and then have the Suda Mafsekes, then come back and say Kol Nidre. What is this all about? What's the rush? What's the behola to recite Vidui before Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you say Vidui. So the Morgan Avram quotes a Shaloh, who is referring back to the Ramban on Yuma, who explains that same pasuk we said, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. So he learns the same as the Rav Sadi Goyen. Lefnei Hashem is referring to Erev Yom Kippur as the Kedusha Sayyam is approaching, but he doesn't understand Titaru in the sense Toivel in the Mikveh, like the Rav Sadi Goyen perhaps learned. Lefnei Hashem Titaru, everyone should be Toivel in the Mikveh. But you should be mitire your soul by reciting the Vida, by doing tshuva. It's a special chiyuv to say Vida, to do tshuva, and to say Vida erev Yom Kippur, samach leknisus hayom. So the ikar din really should be to say Vida as you're about to be mekabel kedushas hayom, right before the shkia and erev Yom Kippur. But the chachamim were afraid, shema yera lo dvar takola besuda. He may get a little drunk, he may come to shul late. Some people come to shul late. It may turn, if he has to eat a Suda Mafsekes, it may turn out he'll be in such a rush on Erev Yom Kippur, he may not have a chance to say the Vidui. So that's why they recommended, in order to fulfill the Lefnei Hashem Tetorah, to say Vidui before Yom Kippur enters, we recommend you should say Vidui by Mincha before the Suda Mafsekes. But if he said Vidui and then he finished the Suda Mafsekes and he comes to Shul in time, he should really repeat the Vidui again a second time in order to say the Vidui Samach Litnisus Hayem. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, who says based on the Ramban. So Tfilah Zaka takes that place. The Chayyotim composed a long Vidui that many, it's printed in many Mazdam that people recite before Kol Nidre. Rav Soloveitchik said that, I think he printed it also, if I'm not mistaken, that his father introduced when he was in Rabbonis in different villages in Europe, in Poland, introduced that Erev Yom Kippur, and everybody came to shul after the Suda Mafsekes, that we all say together, Hashamnu Bagadnu and Alchei. The whole Vidui that was printed in the Machzor. Because not everybody's mukhif to say the Tfilah Zakah. The Chayyotim composed his own Vidui. And many other people like to say the Tfilah Zakah. There is a shtickle problem with the Tfilah Zakah. The Tfilah Zakah concludes with the Kabbalah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Hinnin in the Kabbalah, Kedusha Sayyim, Bachila, Shtiyah, Rechitza, Sikha, Ola, Chomish, Inuyin, and my observance of the Chomish Inuyim should be mechaper for whatever averes I did with the different parts of my body and so on. You mekabel the Kedusha Tosefes, Masif, Mechayla, Lakodesh, and then you get ready to go say Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is Chahatoras Nidorim. You're matan Nidorim that you took in the last year. So the din is that you're not supposed to be matan Nidorim on Shabbos and Yontif unless it's relevant for that Shabbos. Let's say a person took a net and not to eat potatoes. And his wife made a delicious cholent, so he wants to eat the potatoes. Took a net and not to eat chicken, and his wife is serving chicken for dinner on Shabbos and Yontif. So he needs a Hataras Nidorim now on Shabbos in order to eat. So that you're permitted to be matan net L'tzarech HaShabbos, L'tzarech HaYontif, on Shabbos. But if it's not L'tzarech HaYoyim, then there's a Mishnah that it's not proper. You're not allowed to be Matan Neder. So he said the Rabbanah. You're not allowed to be Matan Neder. It's like Ein Donim, because you need a Bezin to be Matan Neder. So you're not allowed to convene a Bezin to do a Maisa Bezin. Ein Donim is a Gzer Hashem Yichtov. Even though no one's going to keep a record of the Hataras and Dorim, but that's there's a general cloud. Ein Donim is Shabbos because of the Gzer Hashem Yichtov. So the Kasha is, if a person recites the Tfilah Zakah and he concludes with the Kabbalah Tosefes Kedusha Sayyim, and then he goes and he says, Kol Nidre. How are you allowed to be Matan Nidorim? The Nidorim are not necessarily the Tzarech Yom Kippur. That's a later minute. The Hataras Nidorim Yom Kippur came later. The Kol Nidre preceded it many generations earlier. Okay, maybe. It's a question. Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. So I think the real answer to this question is that we spoke many times when we learned the Yonim of Shabbos that there are three categories of prohibitions that are also on Shabbos. There are malachas, there are Isa, then there are malachas, there are Rabbanon, then there are things that are only Xeris, they're not even malachas when they're Rabbanon. So over here, this is a prohibition. You're not allowed to be matan in Dorim on Shabbos. Why Xeris Shema Hiyichto? So what are you going to say? If a Bezdin is matan Nederis, it's a violation of Kosev Midirabbanon. How can it be Kosev Midirabbanon? If you write with the right hand, it's Kosev Midirabbanon. If you write with the left hand, it's Kosev Midirabbanon. He's not even writing anything. He's just matan Nederim, so you're going to say that that's Kosev Midirabbanon. It doesn't even make sense. So you have to say it's not even a Malacha Midirabbanon. It's a Xerim Midirabbanon. So Shlomo Levilna has an essay in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo where he shows, he quotes a Tosfos in Megillah, Dav Dalet, that during this man of Tosefta, Shabbos, you are permitted to do all Gzeris. The only thing that's forbidden are Malachas. Malachas Derais and Malachas Rabban. Where's the Tosfos? Tosfos says it by Tkiya Shofar Amatzoi Yom Kippur. Hayitach, and how do we blow Shofar? We didn't say Atachon Antonin yet. We didn't have Mar, we didn't say Avdolah yet. So how can you blow Shofar? The Tosfos says, no, the Tkiya Shofar is not it's not a Malacha Derais, and it's not even a Malacha Midrabban, and the Gemara has a Losh, and it's a Chachma Ve'ein a Malacha. What do you mean Chachma Ve'ein a Malacha? Which malach, other rabbi, which malach could it possibly be? So it doesn't mean that it's not one of the lametas malach. I mean, not even a malach mid the rabbanon. Mid the rabbanon, it's a gzeira. Mashmiya kol. The chachamim prohibited using any musical instrument. That's mashmiya kol. Gzeira shem yisak and koshi. But it's only a gzeira. You can't say that if you play a piano, you blow a shofar, that's a violation of misak and mona. There was nothing broken, he didn't fix anything. Gzeira shem yisak and koshi. Lest it may lead to that. But you can't say that it's a violation of Malechas Misakan Mona. No, it's not Misakan Mona Menatera. It's not Misakan Mona Menatera. It's Xer Shema Yovela Dekah. So that's what Shlomo Levilna points out. That's what Tosfos said. That we're talking Matzah Yom Kippur is very after this man. It's already after Nacht, after Tzeisak Echov. Novas, you didn't say Havdolah yet. So what is that called? That's this man of Tosefis. So during this man of Tosefis, Tosfos made a cloud. Tosfos said, he said that it's permissible to do gzeiris. The only thing that's forbidden are malachas. Malachas deraisa and malachas rabban. So I think that that's the answer to this kasha. The belt is the kasha. Those who say tefillah zaka, how do they proceed to go and do hataras and darim by saying kol nivre? How you had to do hataras and darim on Yom Kippur? So I thought that was the answer. That during this man of Tosefis.
Oh, so you can be masna. You can be masna to eat.
What is verbiating is
not everybody is mekabel. If you accepted Yom Kippur, then the pashtus is that you're not allowed to drive your car. You can't carry a talis to shul even unless you have an eruv. If you have an eruv, you can't drive the car. Whenever you can carry, you can carry the talent. Yeah, in Yiddish, that's what they say. Galek Danerev. How did the guy come from Connecticut? Galek Danerev. Yeah. I once davened in Great Neck in a shul. He asked me to come there to speak in a shul. So there was a fellow who introduces himself to me. He said his name is so and so. The name sounded familiar. I don't read the Jewish Week and all these things. At that time, I didn't. So it sounded very familiar. I didn't remember who he was. Then I asked the rabbi, "Who is that?" He whispers to me, he's the editor of a famous magazine. So I said, when he said good Shabbos to me, so I said, oh, you live in the neighborhood? So he says, no, he made an error. I didn't know what he was talking about. The rabbi said, what do you mean? He drove to shul, he's a reform rabbi. He drove to shul because he wanted to hear me speak. In Yiddish, he said, I collect an error. Yeah. So if you make an error, you can carry, but you can't drive the car. If you want to be mekabel, if you finish the Suda Masechta, you want to be mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur, that means for everything, the Pashtus. There are some Achraim say you can be Mekabal HaChatzoy. I can be Mekabal for Sefes Yom Kippur, for fasting, and not for Malachos. And Rav Soloveitchik was very unhappy with that opinion. He said over the Mekeves HaMishnah, and the Rambam doesn't like that at all. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesem and Aleph, has a whole sugya of Masif and Michoel Al HaKodesh that he's supposed to add on before and after Shabbos, before and after Yontah, before and after Chol HaMoed, even Shemitah. The whole Shnas HaShemitah has a Kedusha Zman. Before and after Shemitah, you're supposed to add on. Whenever there's a Kedusha Zman, you're supposed to add on before and after. So the Rambam doesn't paskin like the whole Gemara. The Rambam only quotes it by Yom Kippur. That there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur before and after. Never quotes by Shabbos, never quotes by Yontif. So the Magen Mishneh comments on that Rambam, that the Rambam sounds like he said that there's only an inyan of Tosefes Yom Kippur legabi inuyim, legabi fasting. Not even legabi malacha. There's no inyan, even legabi malacha. To be most in Echad Lala Kodesh. So the Makevis HaMishnah, Rav Soloveitchik said, the Makevis HaMishnah writes on that Magen Mishnah, he doesn't think that that's right at all. the prohibition to do malacha and the prohibition to violate the chamisha inuim, to eat or to drink or to, or to wear shoes, it's all one kedusha sayyim. Either you accepted the tosefes or you didn't accept it. How can you have a tosefes yom kippur lachatzoy? He thought that that whole idea was a pella. In fact, the Rav said that when he came from in Europe, the minig was that all year long they used to be mekabel Shabbos and Yom, they used to ben shlich 30 minutes before the shkia. And on Erev Yom Kippur, the minig was to ben shlich an hour before, 60 minutes before the shkia. So he remembers as a child that the explanation was given, why do you need an hour? A half an hour for Tosefes Malacha, and a half an hour for Tosefes for the Inuyim. So he said as a child, he never understood what do you mean, a half an hour for this and a half an hour for that. It's one Kedusha Sayyim. Everything stems from the same Kedusha Sayyim. And then later he heard that the Mekeves HaMishnah has this time against the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, there's only Tosefes Yom Kippur Legabe Inuyim. There's no Tosefes Legabe Malacha. So he asks, it doesn't make any sense. How can it be everything stems from the same Kedusha Sayyim?
The Rambam says that everything kicks in at the same time.
Has to kick in at the same time. The Taz holds not so. The Taz in Hilchas Shabbos says, in the name of Levush, Taz quotes the Levush, that you can be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos for Ksiva in Mechike, in Havara, and not for Hoitzor, and you can be Mekabel the 39 Malachs, you can Mekabel whatever you want. So that's all the sheet of the Levush, because the Levush holds the whole institution of Tosefes Shabbos is because it's a neder l'dvar mitzvah. So whatever you took a neder, you took a neder. Whatever you didn't take a neder, you didn't take a neder. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. The pashtus is that Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippur has nothing to do with a neder. It's not whatever you accepted, you accepted.
Shabbos.
Your Mekabel Shabbos begins for you earlier. It's not going to be Koris. The Gemara has a Havamina. Maybe there's going to be Koris. If I was Mekabel Shabbos earlier and I violate Shabbos, maybe there's Koris. The Gemara says no. Ad kedei kach no. There's no Koris. The Gemara in Sukkah learns that. But still, what it means is that you're Mekabel Shabbos. You're Mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel the whole Shabbos. The whole works. Can't be Mekabel Tosefes Lachatzoy. What do you mean on Neder al Das Rabin? Yeah. Not a Neder al Das, I mean it's a Neder ha Rabin. The Tzibur. The Tzibur is Mekabel. Yeah. Okay. That's another thing. If the Tzibur is Mekabel Tosefes, Shabbos is binding on all the Yechidim. Yeah. But here, no, the whole Taz with the Levush, they're only talking a private person is Moisif. He personally is Moisif on his own. So he, the Levush claims he can be Mekabel Lachatzon, and he says he can be Mata Neder also. The Levush writes, if you're Mekabel Tosef Shabbos and you're unhappy about it, you can undo the Kabbalah. The other Poskim don't agree with him. They don't hold like that, that Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos is based on a Neder. It has nothing to do with it. They say Shabbos began, as far as you're concerned. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the halachas gedolos is that once the ben shlich, once you say the bracha, and adlokas on there is of Shabbos, that's ready a mice of Shabbos, and Shabbos is chal bal korcha for all the bnei abayis, for all the bnei abayis. So that far we don't accept the opinion of the halachas gedolos. That far not. But half of the Bahag we try to observe that it should be a Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos for the Balabaster, that we try to be machmer for that. Unless it's a Shas HaTchak, then it says we permit the woman to have in mind that she, to have in mind that the Seder Fairies doesn't make a difference, that she doesn't want to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. If it's a Shas HaTchak, we would be maker. But let's say a woman is going to bench Licht on Erev Yontif, on Erev Yom Kippur, she's going to say Shechyonu when she benches Licht. That is a Gemara. That's a Beferish Gemara, an Erev and Dafmen. Once you say Shachyanu, it's already Yontif, and then the Tanai for sure doesn't help. So if the woman plans to drive to Shul after benching Lich, she shouldn't say Shachyanu. She'll say Shachyanu and Shul together with everybody else. But you can't say Shachyanu and have mind not to be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur. Then the Shachyanu was a Brachal about Tom. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch that we have the minhag to say Kol Nidre three times, like Hataras and Dorim. Hataras and Dorim say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. We say three times. They have in the Siddur they printed that you say three times Hakol Mechul Mecha, Hakol Shul Mecha, Hakol Matan Mecha. So the later Achrenim say that that's already nine times. If you say Hakol Matan Mecha, Hakol Mechul Mecha, it's already three Lashonis. Then you say that three times. That's already nine times. You don't need nine times. So you say if you say it once, it's already included all three times. So we say Kol Nidre three times, like every Hataras and Dorim. Nikra Din, all you have to do is say once. So that says the Shulchan Aruch, you should try to see to it that at least the first time Kol Nidre should be completed before the Shkia. Because it's a Hataras Nadarim, and Hataras Nadarim is not permissible on Yom Kippur unless it's Letzarech Hayom. In the Gemara, on the last daf in Yuma, there is a Machlokes HaTanaim. When you recite the Vidui in the Shmon Esrei, at the conclusion of the Vidui, do you say a bracha or not? Do you say Melech Melech V'Salech Lavin Nisein of Lavin Nisein of Lavin Nisein of Lavin Nisein of Lavin Nisein? Do you say that Nusach HaBracha or not? So the one Tana says you say, the other Tana says that it's optional. That's the way it says in our Gemara, that it's optional. Here in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not allowed to say it's not optional. Why? So they point out because you look in the Rashi and the Rosh, they have other Girsos there that the Machlokes HaTanaim was not that one Tana says you have to be Chaisim with a Chasim is HaBracha, the other one says it's a Rishus. No. One Tana says you have to, the other Tana says you're not allowed to. So we're Chayshish for that Girsa that many Rishonim had. So you don't see any chasim at all. We don't have such a bracha. At the end of the whole vidui, see, the Rav pointed out, I remember one of the doors said, the vidui ends off kiato, sochon, lisol, mochon, lishif, shem, chol, dor, vador. So that sounds like it's a, sounds like you're leading up to a bracha. And then you don't say the bracha. So he says, this is a carryover from the times that they used to say, a chasim is a bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to say. We pasken you don't say the chasim is a bracha, not by mincha and not on Yom Kippur also. When you say the vidur at the end of the Shmona Esrei, so we don't say any chasim is a bracha. In Simin Tov Reish Tes, a very strange din. The Ramah quotes from Yishonim that it's not proper to be matmin any food from Erev Yom Kippur. I'll do a hatmona food, warm food, Erev Yom Kippur, to leave it for Matzoh Yom Kippur, that it should keep warm. What's wrong? So they give a reason, because it's Mechen the Yom Kippur Lechol. They're advised. What do you mean mechen Yom Kippur? He doesn't lift a finger on Yom Kippur. He did achana mechen on Erev Yom Kippur. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. So the Vilna Gaon gives a whole different explanation. He says that really, we should have really asked it all hatmana on Shabbat, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav. Why gzeir Hashem yichat to be gecholim? But if you're matmin mevod yom, and it's not a dava hamoisiv hevel, it's only dava hamamid hevel, So that's mutter. So not that it's mutter absolutely had to go, but no, since people want to enjoy warm food on Shabbos, or Tzorech, Einik Shabbos, so the Tanoim were makel that you're allowed to do that. But if it's Yom Kippur, you're not going to eat the food on Yom Kippur. No, you just want to be matman on Erev Yom Kippur in order to have warm food from a Tzorech Yom Kippur, so there's no Tzorech, Einik Yom Kippur. So the Kiyai Gavna, the Tanoim would never be matman. That's what the Vilna Gaon claims is the basis of this thing. That it's a real prohibition. The Mishnah Brura is not so convinced about that. The Tam of the Radvaz is very difficult. Mechem the Yom Kippur L'chol. He doesn't lift a finger on Yom Kippur. Mechem the Erev Yom Kippur L'matzoh Yom Kippur. How is it Mechem Yom Kippur? And the Tam of the Vilna Gaon is a fascinating Tam. The question is it really correct though? Is it really that the Chacham were Mekel and they should have made an Issa, but they didn't make an Issa because of Einig Shabbos? And here by Yom Kippur there's no Einig, so they are going to introduce a new Issa that never has a parallel on any Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura quotes other Achanim to say differently. No, in Erev and Aseret, he made Shuvah with Machmer and all kinds of things, even things that are mutter. Not only a Chayshish
should be Shabbos. So he shouldn't do it regular Shabbos
either. No. He said only Aseret, he made Shuvah.
Shabbos can't be there, the Shabbos Shuvah.
Oh.
So he should be Machmer then too.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what he suggests. That it's based on an idea that you machman all kinds of things, even if it's absolutely hetagomer. It's not that there's a shita who holds that it's awesome. The machman dvarim hametorim also.
There are some people who eat Yom Kippur also, children.
The tiny against the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says
the children are not high for the Yom Kippur, so you don't have to do it for the children. So Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Shabbat.
Yeah, if you're going to do Hatmona B'Dava HaMoisif Hevel, then it's Taka Asa Medina.
Yeah.
He's talking Dava She'ena Moisif Hevel. So on a normal Shabbos, it would be Mutter. So why is it Asa on Yom Kippur? So the Vilna Gaon says, because on a normal Shabbos, they should have asked it also. But the only reason why they didn't want to ask it, you're going to make life impossible. You want to have Einig Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, there's no Einig anyway. So we were right back to what should have been. They should have asked it all Hatmona. That's the Bir Agro. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, and there's a Sefer Maaseh Rav HaChodesh. It was printed from a manuscript around 15 years ago. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that he wasn't too thrilled about a Heter Iske. All the businessmen rely on a Heter Iske. He wasn't too thrilled because the Dayan in Vilna had a Cholim. One of the Chasheva Balabatim from the community passed away, and then the Dayan had a Cholim. The way he sees, he looks terrible. The Balabas looks terrible. So he says, what's the matter? He asks him, what's the matter? He says, he's suffering in Gehenna. You went to Gehenim. How'd you go to Gehenim? What'd they get you? What'd they nail you on? So he says, they got me for ribbis. He said, ribbis? What do you mean ribbis? You didn't make a heter iske. He said, the Bezen Shalmaila doesn't hold for the heter iske. He said, the Bezen Shalmata holds for the heter iske, the Bezen Shalmaila doesn't. So the Dayan told over the Cholim to different people. So the Vilna Gaon used to sit different ribbis. So he always used to recommend that whenever possible, shouldn't rely on any heter iskes. And even those who have no brevet, they rely on Heter Iske, and the Yomim Naroim, you shouldn't rely on a Heter Iske. And he gave the definition, Yomim Naroim Hei, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, to left the Simchas Torah. Usually we say, there is Meir Tshuva, we're Machmer. So the Vilna Gaon had like a Chazanish Shia, and Yomim Naroim. Yomim Naroim begins from Rosh Chodesh Elul, to left the Simchas Torah. Here in Siman Tov Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah, Psochim, that Hadlakas Haner, Erev Yom Kippur, is not a real Chayva. It's totally in the Minig HaMokam. Mok Mishinogel Lahadlik Ner, Erev Yom Kippur Madlikin. Mok Mishinogel Shlod Lahadlik Ein Madlikin. To be Madlik Ner is Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. That's really a Takonis HaTanoi, a Chayva. Really, we say a Brocha, yeah. But Lahadlik Ner, Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that the Minig Shnei HaMekoymes is by married people. The Shnei Medov Rechen is Kavnu. That one of the Hamishi Inuyim is Tashmish HaMito for married people. So in some communities the minig was bedavke shalal lahadlik asaner, so he won't see his wife, so he won't have a desire to be with his wife. In other communities they bedavke lit in there, is in the bedroom, so it's also the shamish mitos b'fnei oraner, so that would prevent him from violating the inus. So because it's a minig, it's not a real takana derabanan at all. The Mishnah says it's only a minig amokim. That's why there's a machlek, that's why they say bracha on that, because the Gemara says when you clap hoishainis on Hashanah Rabbi, you don't say bracha. The reason why I don't say bracha, because it's only a minig. If it would have been a takana de rabbanon, you would have said a bracha. That's the pasuk b'shat nigmar. But because it's only a minig, so you don't say a bracha. And Taisus says, no, that's not what it means. It is a different kind of a minig, and in a real minig, you do say a bracha. And afkamina, the major afkamina chaps, let's say chati halal amish chodesh. Chati halal amish chodesh, the Gemara says, in the end of Tainus is only a minig. It's not even a takana de rabbanon. So the Balei Taisus did say a bracha when they said chati halal amish chodesh. And the Rambam did not say a bracha. So here the Shulchan Aruch has the machlokes that the Sfardim who follow the Mechab and the Rambam do not say a bracha on the Chatzi Halam Shchodesh. They don't say a bracha on Adlokas Haner on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's totally in a minute. It's not a real Takanat Rabban. And the Rambam says the Ashkenazim do say a bracha. Mevachim. The Ashkenazim do say a bracha.
Yom Kippur is not a Yom Kippur?
No, apparently the takone, the light neir is Yom Kippur, is only when you eat. Yeah, only when there's going to be a Suda. Yeah. Well, he's going to come home. He won't be niska beitzim abavonim. He's going to have what the Gemara calls shalom bayis, so that he doesn't stumble on the. He's not going to walk in a dark house. So that inyan he is going to have when he comes home. But apparently, they were not misakin hadlokas haner is just on that alone. What the Gemara calls shalom bayis. So misakin dikat takanas hadlokas haner is that you say brachan. That's because you're going to eat. So on Yom Kippur, it's not a takana drabon. It's a mini. So that's why by svardim a bracha is not recited when you madlik the nair on. And there Yom Kippur by Ashkenazim, a bracha is recited. Before the Suda.
Before the Suda.
I mean, it should look Yom Tovdik. Yom Tovdik. Okay. Then the Ramah quotes a minig, that the minig by the Ashkenazim, I don't know if the Svarim have to put on a kittel. The Ramah, the end of Tofrei, should you put on a kittel on Yom Kippur and you wear a talus the whole day. Even the night. Nighttime usually Laila Lazman tzitzis. So you put on a talis, Leil Yom Kippur also. We don't want to put on a talis by Laila. The Gemara says Laila Lazman tzitzis. So there's a machlekes taisis in the Rambam. Taisis, what it means is that pajamas are potter from tzitzis. But if you wear talis by Laila, you do say bracha. You can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis by Laila. Just pajama. I beg it, Laila is potter. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't matter. If you wear pajamas by Yom, you are chayiv in tzitzis. And if you wear talis by Laila, you're potter from tzitzis. It depends on Yom versus Laila. That Laila hypothesis, because of that machlekes, it says in the Taz that we avoid putting on a talis by Laila. We avoid putting on. You should always put on a talis by Yom. So it says atifas atalis should always be on Erev Yom Kippur. You should make sure put on the talis on Erev Yom Kippur b'bod Yom when it's still daytime, so you'll be able to say the bracha lehisata b'tzitzis.
So hold your awesome shul when you go to daven Kavua Shabbos. When you put on a talis, you shouldn't put on a shul talis. You should put on a skill shul baro or somebody else's talis. But shul talis, you have to make a bracha, right?
Usually you say bracha, yeah.
So you have to borrow, you should borrow somebody else's talis.
Or you take a shul talis, have mine not to be koina.
Yeah.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, it's a shul, so everything belongs to you just like everybody else.
Shuttif, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you put it on in Bogyan? You have to put it on.
I have a rabbi who said, I think that's here belongs to me.
Tommy's right. Okay. What is this minig based on, that you wear a talis the whole day, you wear a kittel the whole day? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik and one kinos tshuva the Russian. Thank you. He pointed out that there's a meiri in Masechah Shabbos where the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Yishai, the karasa the shamisoneg, the kedosh Hashem mechubot. So this is the marker of the two mitzvahs, kibud v'yoneg. The Rambam writes there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos and Yontov, two achumish, two appear in chumish, and two appear in Yishai. The two in Chumash are Zohar v'Shomer, and the two in the Novi Yishai are Kibud v'Yoneg. So the Pasuk says that Karas of the Shabbos Onig L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubit. You should have Kibud, you should have Onig. So the Gemara has a comment, L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubit Zayom HaKippurim. What he means Zayom HaKippurim? Kibud v'Yoneg is every Shabbos, not only Yom Kippur. So the Miri explains, on Yom Kippur there's no Achil Ashtir, there's no Tashmish Amito, so you don't wear shoes either, so you don't have too much Onig. There isn't too much einik to speak of. There's no chonah, there's no kugel, there's nothing yet. So on Shabbos you have kibud v'einik. On Yom Kippur there's no einik, there's only kibud. So that's why the Chazal had a comment, L'kdosh Hashem mechubod, so Yom HaKippurim, that on Yom Kippur all you have is einik, all you have is kibud. You don't have any einik at all. So the Miri says that's why the Chachamim recommended to exaggerate a little bit in the observance of the kibud on Yom Kippur. On our regular Shabbos you have half kibud, half einik. But on Yom Kippur there's no einik. So to take the place of the missing einig, you should double up, you should have twice as much kibud. And so the Gemara in that sugya says you should wear separate big day Shabbos on Shabbos. Why? That's part of the din of kibud. Because Rabbi Yochanan Habikori Lemone Mechabdusa, he used to refer to his clothing as the dova, it's mechabed him, the begodim are mechabed the person. He feels more bekovedik when he wears nice clothing. So because there's a din of Kavod Shabbos, you have to wear Shabbos dik and Mabushim, more because of it. So because Yom Kippur, you have to have, there's no Einig at all, so you have to have an extra degree of Kibbut to make up for the missing Einig. So that's what the Miri, the Rav pointed out the Miri, that's why you should wear special Mabushim on Yom Kippur, more special than a regular Shabbos. So he said, the Miri says, maybe that's the reason why we wear a kittel all day long, we wear the talis all day by Yom HaBalayim. On another occasion, the Rav said, then Mistama the talis, what do you wear? Talis even at night? Talis even at night. So he thought that it's because Yom Kippur is a day that's miuchad for reciting slichas. And he says for slichas you need atifas atalis. The Achranim put together that a dovish of Kedusha, whenever you say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so you're supposed to have a minion. You can't recite a dovish of Kedusha less than a minion, and you have to have bamida, and you have to have atifa. You should wear a hat, or you should wear the talis over your head. So the Achronim, the Goyim had a machlokes regarding reciting of Yud Gimel Midas that you say in the Slichas, does it have the status of a Dovah Shebikdusha or not? So we follow the opinion that yes, that the Yud Gimel Midas are Dovah Shebikdusha, so that's why if a person can't go to Shul and he says Slichas on his own, so he leaves out the Yud Gimel Midas. So therefore, even if you are in Shul and you say Yud Gimel Midas, you should say it Bamido, everyone should stand. And you should have a Tifa, everyone should put the talis over there. Usually only the Chazna has a talis.
Right.
Everyone should wear a hat, however they would dress up for Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch. But because Yom Kippur is a day that's miyuchad by Yom HaBalayla, it's miyuchad for reciting slichas all day long, so that's another suggestion why we wear the talis. Lekoved the the shlichus. That's Rav Soloveitchik told some of the Talmidim. Bachrim came to daven by him in Boston. So he said, even if you don't wear a talis all year long, he thinks that on Yom Kippur they should wear a talis. A separate inyan. Yom Kippur is a separate inyan to wear a talis, either because of mechubad, of kedosh Hashem mechubad, or because of the shlichus. Even Bachrim, who wouldn't wear on a regular day, covered Yom Kippur, he told them, he gave him a talis and said they should wear the talis.
Why should there be a question about the Yom Kippur? This is the original place. After this book in the Sabbath, Yav Sibur, and he set up the Shema Hashem Kodesh Rachum. So this is the original place of Hashifa by Yom Kippur. Why should there be a question about it?
I don't know. It could be that the Nisatav Kishliach Sibur is just out of cover at Sibur. And Shulchan Aruch says that that the Chazan should always wear a talis out of cover at Sibur. So it's not really so much out of respect for the Yud Gimel Midas. It's a different inyan. And here they say, here the Achreinim say that the Atifa is to be Mechabed that Dovah should be Gdushin. Anyway, that's the meaning, that we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. And others record many communities to wear kittel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So then it's a different reason. It has nothing to do with Mechubin. You have no right? But those.
That's from another?
Different reason. Yeah. Different reason. Yeah. Told the Malach to put.
On the Talmud.
The Malach should be the Talmud. Yeah?
Which Malach?
Which
Malach?
Not familiar. In Tafresh Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch starts with the Chamisha Inuyim. So from the Chamisha Inuyim, the Gemara says there's only Koris if one violates an Anachila Shtiyah. If a person eats the Mezid, it's on Yom Kippur. And the wearing shoes, and on bathing, and so on, that there's no Koris. So the fact that there's no kares led the Rishonim to have a machlokes whether the other Rinoim are really an Issa Derais and maybe they're only the Rabbana. So the Rabbeinu Tam in Taisis says that the other Rinoim are only the Rabbana and it's only an Asmachta. The only thing that's an Issa Derais is Dachil Ashtia, that has kares. And the Rambam sounds beferish like he thinks that all the Chamisha Inuyim are all an Issa Derais. They ask a kasha, the Rishonim all ask a kasha from the first Mishnah and the last parak and the eighth parak in Yomer. It says that the Melech is permitted to wash his face. Melech has to look good. The Kala is permitted to wash her face. And the Chaya, the Oledes, is permitted to wear shoes. So if you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, so in order to permit someone to violate an Issa Deraisa, you have to have a Sakona, a Sophic Sakona. How can you be Matem an Issa Deraisa based on such flimsy upset? The Kovadik and the husband shouldn't lose, just got married. He shouldn't lose, the Kala shouldn't lose her chain in the eyes of her husband. What kind of a heter is that? So the Rishonim say that even if you hold that Chomish Inuyim are deraisa, even if you're mechitzas and isa deraisa, that's only mechitzas kol aguf. But it's only mechitzas miktzas min aguf just to wash the kala and the chaya and so on. So the Achreinim ask a famous kasha, if mechitzas kol aguf is an isa deraisa, so why shouldn't mechitzas miktzas min aguf also be an isa deraisa? Based on Chatzis Shir Asim and Atar. You're not allowed to eat kekoseves so much food that if you nibble a tiny little bit, it's a Chatzis Shir Asim and Atar. You're not allowed to drink Malay Lugmov. So if you drink a mashu, we pass on Chatzis Shir Asim and Atar. So if you're not allowed to bathe Kol Aguf, so if you bathe Mixus Min Aguf, even just part of the other rug, let it be an Issa Deraisa, because Chatzis Shir Asim and Atar. So they point out that they don't think that that's a legitimate kasha. They point out, when we learned Gemara Shabbos, we discussed the famous Niri and Dav Gimel. You're not allowed to carry in the street more than Dalad Amos. What if you carry three Amos, three and a half Amos? State that's Hetzer Gomer. You're permitted L'chatchila to pick something up and to put it down in the middle of the highway, three and a half Amos further. Let it be Chatzishir Asim and Atara. So the Niri answers, no, that's not Chatzishir. That's a Chatzim Malacha. Chatzishir, it depends on different kinds of shiurim. Sometimes the shear is just in the volume. You have to have more of it in order to violate the full aver. And if you have less of it, less of the volume, so you violated the aver alachatzon. And sometimes it's like you carry three amas. There's nothing. That's called a tilt. That's not called a carrier. The shear is the Ragachava coined the term for this. He says sometimes you have a shear nekuda And sometimes you have a shear mitzaret. Shear nekuda means if you don't have the shear, you just don't have the whole thing. If you didn't carry the arms, you didn't carry. You didn't even begin yet. You didn't get the first base. You didn't even begin anything. If you don't, let's say bathing. A guy puts his finger in water, that's a chotze shear or a bath. How does it come chotze shear? Maybe Rosh of Aruba, maybe you can say Rosh of Aruba, maybe is a chotze shear of a bath or a shah. But to dip it, edbaktana, in water, that's not a chotze shear. The shear. Over here, it's a shear nekuda. Kozman, you don't have kol aguf, a roiv min aguf. It's not kol vechitzes aguf. You can't say over here. When you have a shear mitztarev, you have to eat so much food, you have to eat a kazayis in order to violate the avera of achilas macholas asuris in its entirety. So if you eat less than a kazayis, then you can say chatzah shear asmanata. You have to judge in each case what's the nature of the shear. Is it a shear mitztarev or is it a shear in the kudah?
Tamila for Samu and the Chayavah, that's a complete shear.
Yeah. What's the heter over there? Right. That's the kasha. Yeah, that's it. It's a shear nekuda, not a shear mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of a shear. The Gemara has a machlokes about nilas ha-sandal. Al pidin, is a sandal only if the sandal is made from leather? Or if the sandal is megin, if it protects the foot even if it's not made from leather? So this original machlokes is by chalitza. When a man dies and he leaves no children and his wife needs chalitza, so does the chalitza shoe have to be made from leather? Well, lav dafke, doesn't have to be made for leather. So this original machlokes is by chalitza. Then it also applies to one who's sitting shiva rachman on the sun, not allowed to wear shoes. That's only a din de rabbanon. Then it also applies on Yom Kippur. So it also applies on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av the same as shiva. So by chalitza, chalitza, when you do chalitza, that's a shayla deraisa. So there, there, most of the rishonim paskin has to be made from leather. There is a minority opinion, the Balamor and the Rambam ups a little bit, that it doesn't have to be made from leather. But the way machmer by chalitza, of course, has to be made from leather. So here the shayla is by Yom Kippur. The Vilna Gaon recommended one should be machmer. That even though you have sneakers that have no leather at all, but we're dealing, according to the Rambam, this is an issue deraisa, chalitza, all the chamisha inu in the Rambam hold, they're all deraisa, not like Taisis, they're only achidah shtir deraisa, the others are only rabban. So that's what he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, that he used to be, he personally was machmer, not to wear any kind of a slipper that's naked, even though it didn't have any leather. And the Rav Zichron Levroch also used to recommend a lot of times on the Kinas Tshuva, used to say over his vort on the Rambam that if you want to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, you have to make sure that they don't have any arches in them, because the Rambam's lashon is she he margish bekoshi ha'orit. When you walk on Yom Kippur, you have to feel the uncomfortableness of the earth. So if you're going to have arches in the sneakers, so the bottom of your shoe is being protected from the koshi ha'orit. So even though there's no leather. And most of the Rishonim hold Shulchan Aruch says mutter. So he used to say he wasn't machma all the Rav wasn't machma all the way like the Vilna Gaon. He shouldn't wear slippers. Shouldn't wear sneakers at all. Mm-hmm. A little bit because of the Loshon Rambam. But the Rambam says you should be margish koshi hor. There's a sheet is that the other inuim are only the Rabban. Achilushti is clearly an Issa deraisa. This Korish. But the others vechitza sicha tashamita. So the Rabbein Tam says that since there's no chorus, it means that it's only the Rabban. They learned that from Sukkim. It's only an asmachna. The Rambam is kimat b'feirish natsa. The Rambam sounds like he says they're all there, right? Tishabal is only the Rabban and Shiva is only the Rabban. So there, for sure, you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rav used to recommend that Yom Kippur is according to the Rambam is an issa deraisa. So he thought maybe to be choshesh, not to be he wasn't choshesh for the Balamor. Balamor says you can't use the Vilna Gaon is choshesh for the Balamor. You can't use any sneakers at all. So the Rav is only concerned about the Lashon HaRambam. Sheyehe margish b'koshi ha'aretz. No. The Gemara says only chorus on achilas shtiyah. The wearing shoes, there's no chorus. So that's what led the Rabbeinu Tam to say. There's still no chorus, like you have in the Moshul Dam. You're not permitted to drink blood. It's an issa deraita, but not all blood has curry. Right. If you eat flesh and you don't salt it, that's not going to be curry. Still, yeah. The Gemara has psukim to say that this has curry and the others don't. So the Rambam understood that everything is anything like that that doesn't have arches on the bottom. There are sneakers that don't have arches also.
He lives in Yeshua.
Someone who just plain socks, who wears socks.
Maybe if we go out in the street, is a special hat there, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. So maybe he went to Yeshua with the shoes, and, I mean, with the sneakers, and then he took it off.
Could be.
Could be. He's asleep in the shoe.
Now, the Gemara in the last daf in Yuman, towards the end of Masach Shabbos, the Gemara discussed what if a person is Tomei, man or woman is Tomei, and his man to go to mikveh happens to be on Yom Kippur in the daytime, nighttime, whatever it happens to be. Some people are tovel by Yom, some people are tovel by Laila. So what's the din? Are you permitted to be tovel in the mikveh? So the Gemara says yes. Misha Ira's man to be lost at Yom Kippur is allowed to be tovel. So there, Tosfos shows in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof, there are two girsas in the Gemara. Why is that permissible? The one girsa in the Gemara has it. It's only permissible if one assumes tefillah bizmana mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah to be tovel the earliest available opportunity. If the din would have been tefillah bizmana ain't a mitzvah, there's no specific mitzvah to be tovel the earliest available opportunity, then there would be no heter to be tovel on Yom Kippur because it would be a violation of rechitza. And Rav HaRishonim paskin tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, in which case in Eloi be tovel and mitzvah on Yom Kippur. The Tosfos has another girsa that they think is more correct, is both on the last daf in Yumer as well as Shabbat daf Kuf Chof. The other girsa has it, even if you don't think tefillah bizmana mitzvah, just the fact that this tefillah is mitzurif to tahara, that's already mafkiyah from the shem rechita shaltainu. The only thing that's forbidden on Yom Kippur is rechita shaltainu. So even if you stick your pinky, the Gemara says afilu lahushet edz b'ktanu l'tech hamayin is also forbidden. What kind of tainik does he have? Let's say he doesn't have any tainik. So the Rav explained it doesn't have to be actually tainik. All rechitza is automatically labeled as rechita shaltainu unless you have some mafkiyah. So if the person's hands are dirty, his face is dirty, that's, wants to wash off the dirt, so that's mafkiya the shame tiny. That's not called rechitza shal tiny. Or if the person is tevel the shame mitzvah, so that everybody agrees. If you all feel of his man a mitzvah, everybody agrees the fact that you're doing a shame mitzvah is mafkiya the shame tiny. But the Tosfos had the two gears. So what if you all feel of his man or love mitzvah and just tevel that the shit? You want to be tohar. You just want to be tohar. The fact that it's a tefillah hamataheres. Is that itself mafkia the shame rechitza shal tainig or not? So most of the Balei HaTosfos thought that that was sufficient to remove the shame rechitza shal tainig. So that's a shadow. Let's say bizman is there. See, the shahid wants to be machmer to go to mikveh. Tefillah says it before he dies. But we pass him ikar adin that there's no more takana says. So you don't have to go. Let's say a person became a balkari on Yom Kippur. And all year long, he would always go to mikveh before he davens, and now it's Yom Kippur. He wants to know, is he allowed to go to mikveh? So the Pashta says, you're not allowed to go to mikveh. If there would have been a takana says, so the Gemara says, the last daven human, you have to. You're not allowed to daven without going to mikveh. So it's like a tefillah shel mitzvah. You wanna be tevel in order to enable yourself to daven. But if mikveh adin, you don't really need it. You're allowed to daven without. You don't really need it. You don't have to. According to the Rebbe, yeah, you have no choice, you have to, but we don't pass them like the Rebbe, we just some are machmer for the Rebbe ourselves, and make sure that some are machmer all year long, choishes for the Rebbe, but not that they really hold like the Rebbe. So the shaila is, would you say to be choishes for the Rebbe, that's enough to be mafkia the shame rechitza shaltainu? So there are some rishonim and achronim who say mutter, but the pashtus is not so. Just because you have a minik to be choishes for the Rebbe, that's a minik. The pashtus is that doesn't take off. The din of rechitza shel tainig. Where we make a lot of minig that it takes over rechitza shel tainig by rechitza smitzas min aguf. Let's say the kohanim have to wash their hands before they duchen. That's a real din. That's not a minig. That's a real din. So yidechem kodesh yivochas Hashem. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So the kohanim are permitted to wash their hands. The machlekes is Rashi and Tosfos. But they have to wash their hands to the elbow. They have to wash their hands to the wrist. So when they go to duchen, so we're mekel. They only wash. They don't wash to the elbow. They wash to the wrist. So we make a lot. Usually on Yom Kippur, when you wake up in the morning, you only wash till the knuckles. But if you're a Kohen, so when you wash in the morning, you wash all the way till the wrist, in order that it'll be covered later. In order that you won't have to wash until it's done before the duchening. Or let's say if the Kohen had to go to the bathroom before the duchening, so then he has to wash again. He has no brera. He has to wash to the wrist. So that, everybody's masking to that. But the Acharonim say that the Zohar has a minig that the Levi who washes the Kohen's hands should wash his own hands first, all year long. Every Yontif, when the Levi pours the water on the Kohen's hands, he should first pour water on his own hands and then wash the Kohen's hands. So is the Levi permitted to wash his hands on Yom Kippur? That's only a minig, that's not a real din. So the Matei Ephraim, the Mefarshim on the Matei Ephraim say, also mutter. Why? Because that's only Vechitzis Mixus Ben Aguf. It's not Vechitzis Kolagos. You're just dealing with the Nisa de Rabbanon. So to satisfy a minig, to remove it from an Nisa de Rabbanon, the minig that you wash your hands, that's sufficient. But to allow Takanas Ezra, to allow a person to be paid on Vechitzis Kolagos, because of a minig that is Choshe Shor Yilong for Takanas Ezra, the Pashtus is that you're not allowed to. There is a minority opinion. The Satmar Rebbe, Printer Azat Shuvah. He passed like the minority opinion that one who is machmer all year long for Takanas Ezra is allowed to go to mikveh Rechitzis Kolagof on Yom Kippur also. Tashvere Kula. The Pashtus is the poskim, most of the poskim will not assume like that. They have a printed tshuva like that.
Yeah.
And he quoted Rishonim, who say like this, there is such a minority opinion. There is such a minority opinion, but the Pashtus is that to be makel based on a minig, to say that the minig removes the status of Rechitzis Shaltainet, it's easier to apply it on Rechitzis Mikvus Menagruf. On the Levim washing their hands, that is more room to be makel because you're just dealing with the Nisa Derabona to begin with. But Rechitzis Kolaguf, where according to the Rambam you're dealing with the Nisa Deraisa, so that's already much harder. Different kinds of minhagim. It depends what the minig is.
Six values, like
yeah, there's a lot of
arguments.
I think there's seven already. Yeah,
the Rabbein Tam has a true. The Marcha quotes the Chilus Rabbein Tam. It depends what kind of minhagim. You have to figure out what kind of a din it is. Okay, you have to figure out what kind of a din. Then the Shulchan Aruch has the dinim of chinuch for ketanim, siman tov resh tezayin. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if most of the children in America are generally speaking healthy, they're over healthy, they eat very well, they're not undernourished. So Shulchan Aruch says if a child is healthy, so there's a din of chinuch 2 years before bar mitzvah has to fast the whole day. Or 2 years before bas mitzvah, girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12. So 2 years before that, you have to fast the whole day. And 2 years before, 2 years before, you have to fast the half a day. And before that, you discourage the child from fasting even part of the day. Some of the children like to show a kunst that they want to fast the whole day, so you should discourage them even from fasting half of the day. Only 2 years before bara bas mitzvah, you should see to it if they're healthy, if they're up to it. They should fast the whole day, and 2 years before that, they should fast the half a day. Here the Rishonim have the famous discussion on the last Perek in Yuma, the Mishnah last Perek in Yuma. Here it says that you mechanach the children that they should fast on Yom Kippur, Mishnayis. And there the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, in the last Perek in Yevamos, if a child is eating kot neichel nevelis, in bezim etzuvan lafrisho, the kid is eating chaza, you don't react, you just let the kid continue to eat chaza. What happened to the din of chinuch? He make him fit, and then you let him eat the chaza. So the Rishonim have a major machlek is what the teretz is. And some Rishonim say it depends who is watching. It says ain't bezim mitzuvan lafrisha. Bezim doesn't have to do anything, but the father has a chinuch. The chinuch is on the parents, not on the strangers. The strangers don't have to get involved unless the kid is a yosim and there is no parent to take care, so someone has to look after him. That's what half of the Rishonim say. The other half of the Rishonim say it's not true. Who says that there's a difference whether it's a parent or it's a stranger? That's not correct. The din of chinuch is on the child. The child has to be mechanech himself, has to keep all the mitzvahs midirabbanan, and whoever is watching has to see to it that the child keeps the mitzvahs, whether the one is watching is a parent or a stranger. But the difference is between mitzvahs and averis. There's only chinuch on mitzvahs. So fasting on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. Not just if you eat on Yom Kippur, you did an aver. If you fast on Yom Kippur, I raise a key in mitzvah, I say, v'inisim asnaf shesech. It's a key of my mitzvah, b'shei v'al taseh. By not eating on Yom Kippur, is mekayim a mitzvah. But eating chazer is an aver. Not that abstaining from chazer is a key of my mitzvah. If you eat chazer, it's an aver. So an aver, there's no din of chinuch. The din of chinuch is, He should be an Eina Mitzvah V'yoyse. Even though he's a lot by Chiyuvah, the Kotten is not Mechuyivah Mitzvah, but if he'll volunteer to say Kiddush, to shake a lulav, he'll have a Kiyama Mitzvah, but Torah is Eina Mitzvah V'yoyse. But there's no concept of Eina Mitzvah V'yoyse on a Loisester. If someone will abstain from violating an Averet, let's say, I'm not a Kohen, I won't go to the cemetery. I have a Kiyama Mitzvah. There is no Eina Mitzvah V'yoyse on a Loisester. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. If there's no Averet, there's no Averet. So by children before bar mitzvah, there's no avera, so they can do all the averas they want. You have to tell them, after you bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat that chazer. After the bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. But before the bar mitzvah, you let them do whatever they want. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions, lahachmer, in both directions. That the parents have to be mechanech the children, even in lois eser. And in the mitzvah eser, even others have to see to it to be mechanech the children. But I'll call upon him, you see from the Mishnah, that's what the Rav pointed out. You see in the Mishnah that fasting on Yom Kippur is not just that eating on Yom Kippur is an aveira. Not eating on Yom Kippur constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. And you have other cases like this where, let the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yontif, one who doesn't do malach on Yontif hares a kiyum mitzvah saseh. It's not just that if you do malach on Shabbos and Yontif, you violate an aveira. One who doesn't do malach hares a kiyum mitzvah saseh. The Rambam writes the same by a nazir also. A nazir who doesn't drink wine and doesn't take a haircut and doesn't metamel a mason, hares a kiyum mitzvah saseh. Shenem a kodesh yeh gadel peres arosh. He gets a kiyum mitzvah by not doing. And the same by avelus also. There are a lot of things that the avel is not allowed to do, but it's not that they're esteeming. These are called kiyumi avelus, nihugi avelus. When he doesn't do, it's considered as if he was mekayim the mitzvah saseh.
Yeah, Avelis and Tishabu.
That's another thing, there's no chinuch on Avelis.
Festing.
That's for a separate reason, you have to figure out what's the reason. So Moshe has a whole tshuva to discuss it. There is a machlokes among the Gonim, 2 days in the tour, whether there's chinuch on Avelis or not, we pass him no. He asks the question, why no? Why should Manishtana Avelis and all the other mitzvah? So they give different suggestions. Then the Shulchan Aruch has all the dinim of a chayle, chalila, if a person is a chayle, shem b'sakana. So he's not allowed to eat. If a person is a chayle, shem b'sakana, then he is permitted to eat. The shayle, the big machlokes is, a chayle, shem b'sakana, who has to eat on Yom Kippur, is he permitted to eat a regular meal, or do you insist that he should try to eat pachas bin kashir? Why? Why should you recommend pachas bin kashir? The Gemara says if a person is a chayle mesukan and he has to eat some tray for food, in order to keep alive, and he has an option either of eating chazer or eating chalef. So chalef has kares, and chazer is only malkus. So the Gemara has a din machilam osa hakala kaltila. Let him violate the lesser avera to stay alive, rather than violate the mochamidik aver. And shaila, whether this whole din machilam osa hakala kaltila, is this a din derais, a din derabbanon? The Mabit writes in the Kiriya Sefer, it's only a din derabbanon. Whatever the din is such a din. Machilam osa hakala kaltila. So in Shulchan Aruch, traditionally, it's usually assumed that a chodesh eish v'sakana, if he can stay alive by eating pachas mikashir, so why should he violate a full kashir? Chatzishir is asim and atar, but there's no kares. If you eat a full kashir, it's a full aver with kares. So machila masa akala kachila. Let him eat pachas mikashir rather than eat a full shir b'vasachas. And Rav Elva Lesolovechik writes that his father Rav Chaim fled Paskin and not so. And the Rav writes like that when his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, took his first rabbinical position, Rav Chaim only gave him one instruction as he was leaving, that promise me that on Yom Kippur, whoever is a chayla mesukan, they tell him they should eat regular. They shouldn't eat pachas mikashir. So he said, Rav Chaim held that din of pachas mikashir is like this. Let's say there's a person who's old and fragile and weak, but it's not a chayla sheesh v'sakona. If the person will fast on Yom Kippur, they may dehydrate, they may get into big trouble. They may develop into a sakana. But right now, the person is not a chayla sheesh b'sakana. So you tell a person, drink and make sure you drink on Yom Kippur, eat and drink, that you shouldn't get sick. We don't want you to get sick to become a mesukah. So there is not yet a chayla. So then we talk to tell him, eat pachas mikashir, machila masa, akala kalchila. Why should he violate a full shir if he can save his life by violating a chatzah shir? But once the person already is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, he already is b'sakana. He just had a serious operation. His mamash is touch and go. He's mamash a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So then Rav Chaim said, then we follow the Magid Mishnah, whom the Machabe quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, that for Chayla Mesukan, you give him Kol Tzarachov. You don't have to be medaktik only to the extent of keeping him alive. You give him whatever you would do on a weekday. So the Rabbel Bela Soloveitchik quotes that, yes, my father, how is he so mekel? How is he so mekel? So he says, mekel? He's machmech the koach nefesh. They're looking from the perspective of Yom Kippur. So he said, you have to look from the perspective of the pikuach nefesh. So that's a machlok. Most of the rabbanim follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But you always recommend machilim osa kalakal chilus, so you give pachas mikashir. And there's a minority of rabbanim who follow Rab Chaim's psak that you eat normally. For the kol nidri, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should have the two people standing next to the chazan, echad mimina v'echad mismola. Why? So we usually say it's a bezin for hataras nedarim.
Yeah.
But the original marker is the Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel by the time of Mechemes Amalek, the Aaron v'chur tamchur biyod of mizeh echod mizeh echod. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta mikan le tainis siba shetzorach shloisha, that on the tefillos on the tainis siba you have to have two people standing next to the chazan. So the pashup shot sounds like you need three people all day on Yom Kippur, for Maira, for Shacharis, for Mincha, for Musa, for Nila. Rabbi Magen Avraham says, we don't do that. We only have to call Nidre, for Hataras Nedarim. Then for Maira, Shacharis, Musa, Mincha, we don't have. Nila is Tvila Satainis. Nila is a special Tvila that you only offer on a Tainis Sibur. It's not a Yom Kippur Digadin. The Mishnah says, these are Dab Nila on every Tainis Sibur. So Nila is a Tvila Satainis, so that's when you say Tainis Nich Shloisha. I bought by Nila, we don't have two people standing next to the chazan either. So the Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? We keep the Aron Kodesh open the whole time, so everybody's standing all over the place. So we have more than two people standing next to the chazan. But sometimes the chazan is over there and the call is over there. So he says, some of the people who are standing should stand next to the chazan. That's what the Magen Avraham says, that's our minute. That we only have the two people standing next to the chazan by the Kol Nidri for the Hastaris and Dorim, and by the Ne'ila, because that's the Tfilos HaTainis. The Rav used to have encourage the whole Yontif, for Ma'ariv and for Shacharis and for Musaf and for Mincha and for Ne'ila. Each Tfila that you daven on the Tainis, they should have two people standing next to the Chazan. So he suggested, what is it all about? What kind of halacha is that? You need three Chazanim. You need a choir. What do you mean three? So he said, when he said the Shurman Brochus, he gave such a suggestion that maybe there's a difference between a Yochid who's davening in a Tzibur. The Yochid is Voschanan al Hashem, he comes, he's asking for Matan Schinim to Ani Hamavakish Bakesa. So he asks for himself, he can't demand anything from the Rabbanu Shalom, but the Chazan who's davening on behalf of the Tzibur, so the Rabbanu Shalom made a Krisis Bris with the Klal Yisrael, so he has to take care of Ani. So the Chazan has the right to demand. And a tiny Sibu, we make our bezin, and we demand of the Rabbanu Shalom that he has to take care of our needs. So he suggested maybe that's the idea behind the two people sitting next to the chazan. Another idea, but he suggested maybe over here they constitute a bezin to sort of demand, with a little chutzpah, to demand of the Rabbanu Shalom that he has to take care of the needs of the Klal Yisrael. That's what he suggested. When you daven tefila balacha, when you daven shmona esrei, you daven balacha. So how come the chazan davens b'kol rom? The chazan has to daven b'kol rom. But there's still a difference. They're different in hugging. When the chazan davens b'kol rom, so some have the minig, the shmona esrei on a regular weekday. So some have the minig that the chazan says the chazaras hashatz in a vein and dik and nigun.
Tachanun.
The loshon shel tachanunim. And other people have the minig. The chazan doesn't, not in a wailing tone of voice, and a sturdy tone of voice. He's Toveya, so that's what the Rav said. He thinks that that's the meaning. The Chazan davens with a little chutzpah, because he's davening for the Tzibur. So he doesn't have to be Kani Hamabakesh Bapesa. Goroshwan made a bris with the Klal Yisrael, so he has to take care of Ani. We're supposed to live up to our half of the deal, and he's supposed to live up to his half of the deal. May the Rabbanu Shalom grant us all a good year. So fill the kasha tziva Hashem is Moshe. Kasha Tziva is a technical term. Tziva. Right, Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Ein Loshen Tzav, Loshen Ziva is Miyada L'Deiris. What do you mean Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe? It's all Hayrasha. It's not a Din L'Deiris. There's no halacha that every year you have to take a census. So the Ramban Achumish explains what it is over here. There is a Din L'Deiris. The Gemara in Yuma, Mishnah Yuma says, how do they decide which kohen has the right to do the avoid any day? All the kohen are going to kill each other. Mishnah says that once they kill, so they had a pious. So they had to have a pious. They stood around in a circle, and then someone picked a number. He said 85. So each one says 1, 2, 3. They went around in a circle, and they went around. There were only 25 people there. They went around until 85, and he wins. So the Gemara says, if they're going to say count 1, 2, 3, they'll be in violation of the din. You're not allowed to count Jews. So they have to stick out a finger, and you count the fingers. You're allowed to count fingers, but you're not allowed to count people. So the Gemara says that that's a real din, and the Gemara quotes the Haftarah from Parshas Bamidbar. The first pasuk, "V'hoyah misbenei shal kachol hoyam asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer." It's a lab midirik habol. Lo yimad, you're not allowed to count, but lo yisafer, you're not allowed to count. The Marshoyas, why don't they quote in the beginning of Parshas Kisiso? It says you're not allowed to count the Jews. They should give you're not allowed to count the people. Yeah. So doesn't it say over there there's an Isser? So apparently it doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash that there's an Isser. Where it says explicitly is in the Haftarah. So the Ramban of Chumash says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu count them? When he went into the oil, the Gemara says he went into every oil and he counted them. So he says, no, he stood on Pesach oil. He asked the Baruch Shalom, how am I going to do this? I'm going to go count how many babies in the cribs. They have triplets and they have twins. What is going to go? They're holding in the middle of diapering the baby. So the Medrash says, the Baruch Shalom says, it's okay, I'll go with you. Oh, that Medrash is by the Levi, by the Levi from a month up. Yeah.
That's why I do what I gotta do.
Right. So it says in the Medrash, the Baruch Shalom said he's gonna go with him. You stand on Pesach Oyel, and I'll tell you how many people there are, and you write it down. So the Ramban says that's what they did over here. They wrote down on a piece of paper. How does it say? By Yisyaldo al Mishpachosim Levei Savosim and Mispashemus. It says he counted the names. The Mispashemus, he didn't count the people. 1, 2, 3. Oh, there are 15 people in the family. He writes down 15. No, he writes down everybody's names. Shmuel, Eliyahu, Shimon, Shain. And then later on he has a paper, so he counts the Mispashemus. To count names is mutter. To count people is also. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, to count fingers is mutter. But to count people is us. Even though you're not getting, it's an interesting, but even though you're not getting a sum total, how many people? You're counting to number 85, and there aren't 85 people there. There are only 30 people there.
Head.
So you go, keep on going around and around to get. Yeah. Still not allowed to. Still it's us. So the Ramban says that's the pshat over here. That they wrote down on a piece of paper, and that it's not that it's a mitzvah l'doris to take a census once a year, every year, once every 10 years. No. It's a din l'doris how you do it. That it's a din deraisa whenever you're interested in taking a census. You're not allowed to count the people you have to take. The mispa shemois, kashatziv Hashem es Moshe. That's taka din l'doris. The chiyuv to make a census is only hayrasha. But how you do it, that's taka din l'doris. Thank you.